Many will still recall watching the remarkable Ken Dodd in action at the Gaiety Theatre. "No one gets out till after midnight, we have guards posted," he used to joke, but he wasn't joking. You really got value for money when Doddy was on stage. Here he is, talking to Manx Radio's Alan Jackson.
"Well, I'm stage struck. That's when I go home at night and open the refrigerator and the light comes on, I take a bow. I love show business."
"Perhaps you can tell me how you remember your material, because you're a fast-working comic, aren't you?"
"Well, I would say that I'm not, if you'll pardon me for saying so, I'm not just a comic. I started off as a music hall comedian, just doing stand-up comedy. Then I graduated and added a little bit of singing into the act, and so became a vocalist, a pop singer. And then I started sort of with the Diddy Men. I became an Uncle Ken, a family comedian. And then I've been into Shakespeare. I've played Malvolio in Twelfth Night at the Liverpool Playhouse. And this year I'm going to be an impresario. So, you know, I'm going to be sort of a Lewin Leslie Grade Bernard Delphont rolled into one."
"Well, we'll talk about that a little later on, Ken. Perhaps I can congratulate you, first of all, at getting in the Guinness Book of Records."
"The marathon, yes, yes. Well, that was at the Royal Court, Liverpool, which we will be talking about later on, because that's when I'm going to be an impresario. And this was, we did 3 hours, well, it was about 3.5 hours, but by the time we'd sort of introduced ourselves and things like that, it was about, and the Lord Mayor had been on and one or two other little things, 3 hours, 15 minutes.
Looking at the material that you use, you obviously have, not set jokes, but you obviously have jokes, but you also get your laughs from putting people's imagination to work."
"Yeah, I think you've got to have that. That's rapport, communication with your audience. This is very important. I never do a show at an audience. I always do a show with an audience."
"Was this always the case in the early days?"
"Yes, I think so. I started off... The Italians have a word for... Certain entertainers go in for a certain kind of... performance, which involves a thing called simpatico, and Italians have this word. Simpatico means that you're able to, you tune in to your audience, and you do what they, you try to please them, you do what they would want you to do."